And now I will read the article that Google Gemini wrote, this two-page article of about John Mark that it titled, "The Journey of John Mark from Desertion to Evangelist." John Mark offers a compelling story of human fallibility, divine grace, and ultimate faithfulness. His life, chronicled in the book of Acts and various epistles, provides valuable insights into the dynamics of the beginnings of God's kingdom and serves as a testament to second chances and enduring service. He is traditionally identified as Mark the Evangelist and the author of the second gospel account, a foundational text in the New Testament scriptures. John Mark is first introduced in Acts 12, verse 12, where his mother Mary's house in Jerusalem was a central gathering place for Christians. It was large enough to host a significant prayer meeting. This indicates that his family was likely wealthy and deeply committed to the new faith. He had a notable family connection as a nephew of Barnabas, a respected evangelist known for his generosity and encouragement. These connections place John Mark at the heart of the emerging evangelistic movement, providing him with a unique proximity to key figures like Peter and Paul. Peter even affectionately referred to Mark as "my son" in 1 Peter 5:13, suggesting a close mentor-style relationship. John Mark's active involvement began when Barnabas and Paul brought him along as their assistant on their first missionary journey, which was a significant undertaking to spread the gospel among the Gentiles. He joined them in Antioch and traveled to Cyprus. However, in Pamphylia, John Mark abruptly departed from the group and returned to Jerusalem. The Bible does not state his reasons, but possibilities range from discouragement due to hardships to a potential theological disagreement with Paul's approach to Gentile converts. This departure led to a sharp disagreement between Paul and Barnabas when they were planning their second journey. Barnabas wanted to give his nephew another chance, but Paul, seeing his previous abandonment as a lack of reliability, refused. The dispute was so severe that the two pioneering missionaries separated. Barnabas took Mark and sailed to Cyprus, while Paul chose Silas and continued his work in Asia Minor and Greece. This conflict highlights a very human moment in history, but also sets the stage for John Mark's personal growth and subsequent redemption. Despite his early failure, the account of John Mark is one of restoration. Later biblical references indicate that he eventually mended his relationship with Paul. In Paul's letter to the Colossians, written years after their split, Paul wrote favorably of Mark, instructing the congregation to welcome him. In his final letter, 2 Timothy, Paul specifically asked for Mark to be brought to him, stating that he was useful to me for ministry. 2 Timothy 4:11. John Mark's most enduring legacy is his authorship of the Gospel of Mark. Some scholars think that he recorded the narrative of Jesus' life as told through the preaching and eyewitness accounts of the Apostle Peter. This gospel is characterized by its fast pace and emphasis on Jesus as the suffering servant and Son of God. John Mark's ability to document the life of Jesus, work alongside key leaders, and ultimately come an invaluable minister transformed his early failure into a powerful message of perseverance and God's redemptive grace. His life demonstrates that everyone is worthy of a second chance and can play a vital role in God's kingdom. So we will end there, and Lord willing, we will pick up with verse 13 next week.